Still, without ceasing, I feel it increasing, that fervour of holy desire, and often exclaim, let me die in the flame of a love that can never expire. So says Madame Guyon, describing the passionate love of God for his people, the passionate love of God for his bride, the passionate love of God for you as an individual. When we hit hard up against the passion of God, we don't know what to do with it. This passion has nothing to do with sexuality. His love has nothing to do with taking from you. It has everything to do with giving himself fully to you. It is not sexual in any way at all. That is how it so differs from our understanding of love. When we talk about passion, we're thinking lust and possession of someone to gratify ourselves. Not so with God. When he talks about passion, his passion is to give you of himself the very best that he has. His love is self-giving, not self-referential. It's a complete opposite of the love that we have ever experienced in our lives. The nearest to it is a good mother's nurturing love, releasing the one that is loved into fullness at the cost of pain to herself. Because if a mother truly lets go of her child, it's painful. But she lets go, and because she lets go, the child comes back. God's love never confines us. It draws us, attracts us, till we say like Madame Guyon, I often exclaim, let me die in the flame of a love that can never expire. We are learning now what it means to be the beloved of God on whom his favour rests. We're going to have to learn to be cherished, because none of us understands what that is. But as we begin to learn to be cherished, to be loved, to relax into that, we begin to love those around us with the very same love that we are loved with. Because, as the old saying goes, it's love that makes the world go round. It's true, you know. The love of God makes the world go round. So as he draws you, be sure that you respond. When he asks you to dance with him, just fall into his arms and let him lead you round the floor. You will be transported to another place, another dimension. Isn't that what you want? Of course it is.